Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz for Tinus.Base, plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which of the when the Rebbe Lezer learns that we start mentioning rain on the first day of Sukkos from the mitzvah of Luav and not Nisa Chamayim, that's on Daf? Base and Tinus. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn how we learn that we blow three sets of three blasts? That's on Daf. Lamadal and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number three, which stuff do we learn the source for making a Zecher LaMikdash? That's on Daf. Lamad. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn why we blow both Shlosh HaShvarim and a Truah between the Tekiyos? That's on Daf. Lamadal. Good. Number five, which stuff do we learn the reasons for why each shir was chosen for the Shir Shal Yom? That's on Daf. Lamadal. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn that there are three maftechos, three keys that are in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they're not given over to Shaliach? That's on Daf. Base and Tinus. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we learn whether we restrain women from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah? That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we learn we do not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because of the seriousness of the day? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we learn it's better to go where there's a suffix whether you'll hear a shofar than to a place where it's a vadai that you'll hear a musaf? That's on Daf. Lamed Dalet. Good. Number ten, which stuff do we learn why the Mishnah refers to Mashiva Ruach and Rita Geshem as Gvuras HaGeshamim? That's on Daf. Base and Tinus. Good. Number 11, which stuff do we learn the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi the workers in the field who are forced to miss davening? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number 12, which Daf do we have a Malchus regarding how the Levim were Niskalku Bashir? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good. Number 13, which stuff do we learn that Shechina went through 10 stages of Galus during the Churban of Bais Rishon? That's on Daf. Lamed Av. Good. Number 14, which stuff do we learn that wherever Zichronos are mentioned, Malchios should be mentioned? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good. And number 15, which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metaken 9 takanas, the 8th one being that a Kohen cannot ascend the Duchan wearing sandals? That's on Daf. Lamed Av. Great. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1, which stuff do we have two reasons given as to why we make an Erev Tevshilin? That's on Daf. Tezvav and Beah. Good. Number 2, which stuff the Rabbi Yochanan says that a round sukkah must be able to fit 24 people around its circumference? That's on Daf. Ches and Sukkah. Good. And number 3, which stuff do we learn about the 10 Nisan that occurred recurrently in the base of Migdash and were visible to the public? That's on Daf. Chafal and Yuma. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.